Welcome to the Engaged Midwife Podcast. This is Missy.
And this is Kara.
This is just a really fun, quick things to think about when you're going to the annual meeting when you're a student.
Yeah, because I think sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating about being at a big meeting of midwives and you feel a little bit like an imposter. And so we want to give some hints and tips and what you should look forward to as a student at the annual meeting.
Also, like, you should be hearing some of these things from your program director.
Hopefully so. And we hope that all of you are ACNM members because it's such an important part of supporting your professional organization, but it can also help you as a student and in your learning, having access to so many different resources as a member.
Yeah. So we can even tell you a little bit about our first experiences at annual meeting.
My first annual meeting was in the summer of 2004 when I was graduating from midwifery school and we were in New Orleans. I was first trimester of pregnancy, but I still vividly remember like seeing Helen Varney across the way and knowing that like Varney's midwifery and seeing the authors of all the textbooks. And it was just really incredible to be a young person at this big, huge meeting of really influential midwives. And it was really awesome. And I think I've only missed a few since that time.
My first one was the next year. So it was 2005 and it was the 50th anniversary of ACNM. So there was this huge black tie gala.
Wow.
Again, super cool. Washington, D.C., the old Marriott that we used to have our meetings at in D.C. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I remember very clearly, Mavis, if you're listening, that you told me, like, you don't need to worry about going to education sessions because you are up to date by being in a midwifery program.
That's really true. Yeah.
And so I was super stressed about like going to all of these ed sessions. And they're like, unless there's something you think you need to learn or something that's beyond your basic scope, you don't need to go to ed sessions.
I really think the most important part of annual meeting is networking and learning about all of the professional organizations and things that are happening to support our practice.
I agree with that. I have to think. Workshops are great.
Agreed.
And if you're a student and you can afford a workshop, I really recommend Nell Tharp's suturing and or first assist workshop. Yeah. I did that not as a student, but as a new grad and felt so much better about my ability to be a really good first assist. I was working in a hospital where I could assist with my patients if they needed C-sections, but just really good about my suturing skills. I had felt good about suturing in school anyway. So this was just added confidence.
Yeah. And you know, the workshops tend to shift from year to year and what's offered. But in general, I agree with Missy. If you can get yourself to one and you can afford it, it's a great way to really spend a more concentrated time picking up an additional skill.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't looked ahead at this year's agenda to see what workshops are offered. But I do think like in years past, there's been abortion care, which is great for people who think that they are going to either practice with that scope or be in a state where that's legal. I do know that there are some workshops on manual rotation. The manual rotation workshop, there's usually always an ed session on manual rotation,
yep.
But the manual rotation workshop is great if you're trying to learn to manage OP presentation, like the how-to of manual rotation.
Yeah, there's also things like medication-assisted therapy for opioid disorder. There are additional things like for educators, as well as potentially exam prep and some other different workshops. But you're right. They switch up from year to year. This year, there's some great ones listed.
Yeah. And there are two suturing workshops right now. There's one that's the first, midwife is the first assist. And there's also a basic midwifery suturing workshop. So that's a great opportunity for students. So again, they're expensive, but if you can get to them either as a student or a new midwife, great opportunities at annual meeting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you telling students to go to at the actual meeting?
So I'm a bit of a geek. I think this has been well established over the years, but one of the things that I really enjoy at every annual meeting is the business meetings. And I know that they're not everybody's cup of tea, but I think learning more about the American College of Nurse Midwives, how it functions, how the membership informs the board of directors, all of those different pieces are so important, and it helps you stay current with what the issues are that the organization is facing.
Agree. And if you don't really know what's happening in your professional organization, I mean, part of you being a member is having a voice and understanding what's happening.
Yeah. Also at those big plenary sessions or big opening meeting is also when a lot of awards are given and people are recognized for their contributions to the profession. And it always makes me weepy and I love it. And definitely think that that's such a nice time for us to recognize all the great midwives and other types of providers that have contributed to our practice. So I love like the fellowship induction. I love any of the big plenary sessions where there's like a really well-known speaker. I think those are some of my favorite ones to attend as well. And everybody feeling the power of all attendees at the meeting being in a room together is also really special.
Yeah. I think that the opportunity for students is in the mentoring and networking of annual meeting in general.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, you saw Helen Varney, like in one of my very first ACNM meetings when I was a new program director, I like all of the big names in midwifery education were at this meeting of all the program directors. It's when like Helen Varney was still a program director and Jane Dyer was still a program director and just names that you know.
Yeah. I mean, the authors of the textbooks and all the journal articles were sitting around a table. It's just incredible.
If you see Mary Brucker or Tekoa King, like you, these are people who write your textbooks. Francie Likas. I mean, Melissa Avery, who's now the editor in chief of the Journal of Midwifery and Women's Health, taking over for Francie after several years. I mean, These are people that like you want to just be able to like, I know these people, I've heard these names.
They're movers and shakers too. It's awesome.
Amazing. Any opportunity that you get. Also, you know, the Student and New Midwife section of ACNM, it was a section part of, it used to be the Division of Education and since they've restructured, but there's still a section for Student and New Midwives. They sponsor some mentoring opportunities for students and the fellows. And so it's a great opportunity to get matched up with a mentor or somebody who can give you professional advice. I cannot say enough about the opportunities to meet people.
Yeah. The other things that I would suggest are there's usually like Heart of Midwifery or Midwifery Circles. There's the global midwives that come together and have different, you know, like receptions or things, the PAC rally, any of those different events. If someone invites you to one, say, yes, I'd love to come. And if you are ever at an annual meeting where there's a chance for lobbying or meeting different stakeholders, say yes, even if it makes you sweat and makes you shake a little bit, because it's always best to do those things the first time when you've got really experienced people around you.
Yeah. And there are people who that's their thing.
Absolutely.
And they will get you through that.
So I want to mention really fast that there's a deadline coming up that if you are a student and you would like to volunteer to help out at the annual meeting, you have the opportunity to potentially get your registration covered. And so on the ACNM website, if you search for the annual meeting registration, there is a deadline of March 20th, 2023 at midnight that you can sign up to be a student volunteer. And that's a great way to attend. You have a little bit of a time commitment of helping out at the meeting, but if resources are low for you, this is a great way to make it to the annual meeting.
Yeah. I love the pages. It's like, it really is super helpful.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Oh, exhibit hall, midwifery market.
Oh gosh. Don't forget that.
We almost forgot. It's well, first off, if you're a poor student, there's food.
Usually. There's going to be less food this year from what I understand, but yes, there is some food. There's definitely snacks at the different exhibitors, a lot of chocolate.
Yeah. So exhibit hall is a great opportunity for you to get to know some of the vendors, some of the products that might be available. It's just a super cool way to get exposure to some very midwifery related things. The publishers of your textbooks are going to be there. You know, companies who make fetal monitors and who just make, oh, there's usually a vendor there that has really cool shoes like clogs and I mean, you can find a lot of fun products in Exhibit Hall.
You can get samples there. I feel like you always get samples of like the Calmoceptine or Uberlube or some of those different things. And then there's really, really great teaching resources typically available at some of the exhibitors as well. I feel like Bedsider is sometimes there. Different great organizations that you can get some great teaching tools, especially if you're a student or a new grad and you're going to be starting out in practice, getting some of those together in your little tool bag are really nice.
Don't forget Midwifery Market either. So Midwifery Market is in the same place as Exhibit Hall, and it's an opportunity for small businesses and midwifery-minded businesses, as well as affiliates, to sell things. So oftentimes you'll find like jewelry or t-shirts.
Midwifery t-shirts to wear with your scrubs.
We find lapel pins that we like, or yes, stickers.
Yes.
Just fun like midwifery swag that you can't, not everybody gets us as midwives. And so this is an opportunity for you to be surrounded by companies who make products who are really midwifery oriented. Mama Moore dolls.
Oh yeah.
These are these beautiful handmade dolls.
Birthing dolls.
Yeah. And I have one. I finally bought one for myself probably five years ago. And she is like my spirit animal. She's got like gray and purple hair and she's amazing.
Yeah.
And has like a baby that comes out of her belly.
And breastfeed.
She can breastfeed. She does all these things, but don't miss an opportunity to at least see them if you can't afford one right now. But they have placentas, which is also super cool. And she makes all these different varieties, every shape, size, color, all of the things. I love that doll. And if you know anything about us on our website, there's a picture of mine on our website. So
yeah,
if you're scrolling through and you want to see one. But it's just Midwifery Market's a fun opportunity to support vendors who are very midwifery minded.
Yeah. And I would definitely say if you're at annual meeting this year in Orlando, you have to find Missy and I and come tell us hello, because we love meeting students and new grads and sharing how much we love the profession.
And we'll be in delivered swag all week, so you can't really miss us. I mean,
it's us. You can't really miss us. Yeah.
You can't really miss us.
No, I agree.
We have voices and swag and...
Yeah.
If you tap us on the shoulder, we might have freebies in our bags. Who knows?
That's right.
Find us, please. My last plug about annual meeting and things to get rid of is, or get ready for, oh my gosh, is the closing party.
Oh yeah.
Which is generally a lot of fun. It has, in some years it's been free, but sometimes it's a ticketed event.
I think it's been ticketed the last few years. And it used to be, do you remember the days when we would dress up in our school and it was very much like a midwifery school versus midwifery school, like pride thing. And now it's a dress up in your finest kind of event, which is really fun.
What was crazy is when I was in school, it was black tie. So we were all in gowns and like dresses, at least cocktail dresses. And another program director was like, Mavis, your students look amazing. And so it always became like a thing for Vandy. Like we were competing.
Yeah.
And then a few years, it was like Vandy versus Georgetown and like who could like represent better.
Right.
But it would be fun for your like class, you and your classmates to theme it up. Like, yeah. You know, show your school, make your school proud.
And
as well.
I don't be intimidated if you don't have black tie attire. You can be assured that at a midwifery event, there is every type of attire imaginable. And we all know as midwives, everyone fits in.
Yes.
And midwives love to dance, and you don't have to necessarily be good at it.
No.
Come as you are.
Nobody cares. Come as you are. I love that. Thanks, Emily. That's going to be like a new hashtag for us.
Yes.
Well, okay. So is there anything else that we've missed?
No, we just are looking forward to seeing everyone.
Don't miss the opportunities for mentoring and networking. Don't miss Orlando because it could be fun too. Yeah. Don't forget to take care of yourself while you're there, because this is an opportunity to connect and relax, as well as to learn things and, you know, be present with your midwifery community. But we can't wait to see you there.
Yeah. Take care, everyone.